Inside Sports with Reid Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta Injury Lawyers, the heavy hitters of injury law.
Sit down quiet. That was quite a story. Was that Elaine that sent that in?
That was Elaine that sent that in, yes.
So she gets the mystery box, and it's full of jock straps.
And the mystery box had a Commonwealth Games sticker.
Did she specify whether they were used or not?
Does not say.
Yeah, I'm curious. That's what I love about the stories that just lead to more questions. So were they selling unused jock straps? Because perhaps the used would be like, oh, really? Okay. Anyway, how about the Red Wings? They rallied last night from 4-1 down to beat the Canadiens. David Perron, the former Oiler, has scored at 19:56 of the third period to tie it up. Detroit and Montreal now 4-4, so overtime looming there. And the Capitals and Flyers 1-1 with 4 minutes left in the third. Again, the playoff stuff today, the Capitals beat the Flyers and they are in. Detroit clinches if they beat Montreal and the Capitals lose to the Flyers in any fashion, overtime shootouts included. So a lot on the line there. The Leafs are trailing the Panthers 4-2 late in the second. The Bruins have lost 3-1 to the Senators. So the Bruins, to clinch the Atlantic, had to win their game. They didn't. So the Panthers clinch the Atlantic if they beat the Maple Leafs and the Bruins lose to the Senators. And that has now happened, and the Panthers are ahead. So could be Toronto-Boston. Anybody going to enjoy that? Blue Jackets beat the Hurricanes 6-3. Seattle rallying against the Jets. It's 3-3 after two. Jets trying to wrap up home ice advantage in the first round. Chicago-Vegas later. Oh, Washington just scored. They're up 2-1 with 3 minutes left. And Flames-Canucks later. If the Canucks get a point, they finish first in the Pacific, and that means the Oilers are locked into second place. The Oilers, you've probably heard this already, but I'll let you know, tickets for round one now on sale. They may already be sold out by the time I'm reading this. But there's going to be the outdoor watch parties, the Ford tailgate party in Ice District Plaza, Scotiabank Fan Park. So I know we'll be doing some broadcasting from some of these events as well. There'll be Molson Hockey House going to be open for four games. That's for adults. The Rogers Road Game watch parties are going to be for $5. A lot will be going on, obviously, for the Oilers postseason against the still-to-be-determined opponent. Okay, the Blue Jays leading the Yankees 5-3 in the seventh, and NBA play-in game, Lakers 89, Pelicans 80 with 9 minutes left in the fourth. Winner gets the 7 seed. Loser faces the winner of the Warriors-Kings game, which is on a little bit later on as they do this little tournament to determine the 7th and 8th seeds. Well, what a finish at the Women's World Hockey Championship. The two old rivals, Canada and the United States, go to overtime. Canada wins it with a power play goal scored by an Edmontonian. And I'm pleased to welcome back to Inside Sports Danielle Serdakny. Danielle, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on the show. I'm going to dive right in. What did it feel like to score the gold medal winning goal?
Yeah, it was definitely a pretty crazy experience. Obviously, a kid growing up, it's something you've always dreamed of. So to kind of be able to live through that and have my friends and family there, being so close to Colgate was pretty unbelievable. Kind of hard to find the words for that right now. But looking back, it was a really special moment for me.
Can you take everybody through the play? Obviously, power play and overtime, high stakes, power plays winding down, all that kind of stuff. Tell me how it played out for you.
Yeah, definitely. It was at the tail end of the power play there, and the crowd was pretty into it since the power play was coming to an end. So there's some USA chants going on, and we just had an entry, me and Erin Ambrose, and she made a good play. I kept pretty poised with the puck, and I just tried to take away the goalie's eyes, and the puck actually ended up hitting me and bouncing right to my stick in a perfect spot. So just did my best to put that in the net. So when that kind of happened, it was in shock, I'd say, but a pretty special moment for our group there.
Okay, so what you just mentioned in shock, what's going through your mind, and how's your body feeling in the 30 to 60 seconds after you score the goal? Like, does it sink in that quickly, or is it just a rush and then you got to sort of take some time to let it sink in later? What does it feel like?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. Obviously, the bench kind of came charging in, but right after it happened, I was kind of still trying to process everything, but you're kind of getting piled on from everyone jumping. So, yeah, I mean, it took a bit to process what was going on, but like I said, like, pretty special. Just hugs with everyone, and to share that moment with the team in Utica was unbelievable.
Can you tell us about the vibe, not just for that game, but for the whole tournament? I mean, you mentioned there's the USA chance, but obviously this was being played in a community not far from Canada as well. What was it like for you as a player with that sort of fan experience? And I'm guessing the Canada-US rivalry probably taking over a lot of the city?
Yeah, definitely. Just playing in Utica, being so close to Colgate, it was extremely special having my friends and coaches and teammates there. Obviously, my family, my mom and dad were there too. So, and we have this Rising Raiders program, which kind of mentors young girls in the surrounding area. So I was pretty lucky to have some of them at the game with some signs. So seeing them was great. And the support we received, even being in the U.S. from Canadian fans, was super special. Obviously, Canada-U.S. is a huge rivalry, so the crowd was pretty into it throughout the whole game. It was loud, but I think that just kind of motivated our group to kind of try and get the win, obviously coming off a loss last year in Brampton and in our home country. It was hard and kind of stuck with a lot of us, so to get that win back in the U.S. I think was really important.
Danielle Serdakny joining us tonight on Inside Sports. She got the golden goal for Canada at the World Women's Hockey Championships on Sunday. Danielle, we were talking briefly here before we came on air, and we think this is the third time at least you've been on Inside Sports. And I believe the first time you would have been talking about doing what you're doing as sort of a goal and as a dream, you know, to be on the Canadian team, to be out there in big moments. I realize this might be a tough question and you're still focused on the day-to-day work you got to put in, but what's it like to be living out something that 5-10 years ago was a dream you were hoping to achieve?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty special. Anytime you kind of get to represent your country and play for Team Canada, it's a huge privilege and honor to do it with such a special group of girls. They have some great people, leaders in that room. And if you asked me 5 to 10 years ago, if I was in the position I am now, I'd just be super fortunate and lucky to play a game like hockey and be surrounded by such amazing people that have impacted and touched my career. So kind of hard to find the words to kind of what just happened, but winning my first gold medal with the Canadian national team is special, and to do it in Utica is even more special. So I'm just really grateful for that.
What's the experience been like at Colgate? I know you've been exceptional player of the year in your league. I think a couple of times you've been an all-star and all that kind of stuff. What's it been like playing at Colgate?
Yeah, honestly, it's been the best 5 years of my life. Obviously, in college, you go through some highs and lows, but I've been super fortunate to pick Colgate and be surrounded by great people and coaches and ones that have impacted my career. Obviously, helping me make the national team and always believing me in that aspect. So it's kind of hard to find the words to describe like how much Colgate means to me, but I'm just grateful I chose this place and have all the memories and moments from the wins and losses to the memories with my friends that I'll keep with me forever. So this place has forever impacted me in a positive way, and it's going to be hard to say goodbye here in the next month.
So how do you balance, because it's April, so that tells me it's end of semester and exam time, and for you, end of the school ride overall. Like, how do you go off to the Worlds and come back into the mentality of finishing your school? And were your friends like, oh, hey, Danielle, what'd you do this weekend? Oh, I just got a gold medal winning goal. Like, no big deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not rude awakening, but obviously you're kind of living in a fantasy, just playing hockey. And that's pretty much all you're doing for the past 3 weeks at Worlds. A lot of the girls are not in school, so they can't really relate to that. But yeah, coming back and just have some papers due, you kind of got to try and stay on top of it. But obviously enjoy what just happened too. But obviously there's due dates and stuff. So kind of just got to grind through that and focus on that for now too.
Well, probably pulling you away from that. So I'll just wrap up with a couple of quick ones here. What have you been studying at Colgate, by the way?
I've been in economics and film and media, so I'm double majoring in that.
Awesome. Okay, good for you. And now, I mean, the PWHL is off and running. What's the next step for you with that possibly? What's happening?
Yeah, what they have there is pretty special, and I think it speaks to all the current and former players that have put so much time and effort into establishing that. So I'm pretty sure the draft is in June, so I declared for that, and hoping to hear my name called and potentially playing there would be really special for me.
Are you going to be able to spend any time in Edmonton this summer?
Yeah, I hope so. If I'm, like I mentioned, able to play in that, I think the start date's around November. So I would be able to spend a few months there in Edmonton with friends and family and kind of just enjoy it after wrapping up 5 years at college.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks for doing this. Hopefully it was a welcome break from the studying and or the papers. So I appreciate you hopping on. Again, congratulations. You're a great story. We really appreciate you making time for the show. And hopefully we'll see you soon, Danielle.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks so much for having me.
That is Danielle Serdakti. Incredible story. Edmontonian, last couple of years at the Women's World Hockey Championship playing for Canada, and gets the golden goal in overtime on the power play against the United States on the weekend. Awesome stuff. I'll stick with you here, and I can tell you that time expires in Philadelphia, and the Washington Capitals win the game 2-1, so they are going to the playoffs. I guess that would make them the opponents of the New York Rangers as well, since the Rangers are the number one seed. So the Capitals are in. So all the Eastern teams are now determined. Still some seeding on the line. I was talking what's going on there with Toronto, Florida, and Boston. Though it looks like at the moment it's going to be Toronto and Boston in the first round. The Bruins lost with a chance to clinch the Atlantic Division, and the Panthers are leading the Leafs 4-2 about 4 minutes into the third. So the Panthers can jump ahead of Boston and get the number one spot in that division. And that would set up Florida-Tampa Bay, would it not? So, yes. Anyway, there we go. Be the Battle of Florida. All right. So that's just a quick update there. But the Capitals are in. They beat the Flyers 2-1. We'll have some thoughts on the Oilers going into Arizona tomorrow. Again, 780-496-0063 if you want to jump in. I don't know if anybody's going to top Elaine's box full of jockstraps.
We have an update on that, too, whenever you want to hit it.
Okay. Yes, we'll get that when we get back. So we have some jockstrap clarity, which I'm glad I finally get to say that in my broadcasting career. It's Inside Sports on 630 Chet.
Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta's precedent-setting injury lawyers.
Okay, I just want to try and clarify what happened here tonight. Because we were live when the Capitals scored, but I was just looking down at some notes, and I looked up when the Capitals scored to go up 2-1. That was an empty net goal. So the remember, in all this, the Flyers still had a long shot to make the playoffs, but they had to win in regulation. So with the game tied 1-1, they pulled their goalie, and the Capitals scored with 3 minutes left to go ahead 2-1. Around the same time, Detroit tied it late in the third period against Montreal to send that game to overtime. So the Capitals' playoff clinching goal was an empty net goal scored with the game tied. James Duthie from TSN, great broadcaster, he posted a great thing on Twitter here. He says, so to summarize, Detroit scores with 3 seconds left to stay alive until Philadelphia pulls its goalie in a 1-1 tie needing a regulation win, and the Caps score, eliminating the Flyers, Wings, and Penguins. Yeah, the Flyers had to win in regulation to have a chance. And Detroit needed to win and have the Flyers beat Washington. Anyway, Washington's in, but the goal that keeps their season alive was an empty net game winner. Philly basically was playing that game. That Philadelphia basically started that game down a goal, theoretically, because they had to win in regulation. Wow. Fun stuff here at the end of the season. The Oilers game in Arizona tomorrow will probably not be that interesting in the on-ice storylines because the Oilers are in, and if the Canucks get a point tonight, the Oilers are in second. But we will have it for you. Final game from Mullet Arena. Face-off show at 6:30, game at 8. Okay, did you follow all that, Kellen?
Actually I did. Yeah.
Washington's in, if you're... that's the long
job,
story short, but yes.
Yeah, amazing job by you keeping a track on that. That is, I tell you what, sometimes they call us the Wild West. I don't know, the Extreme East.
Yeah, I don't know what they call it. But anyway, fun stuff. Washington's in. And it looked like Detroit had that locked up with 5 or 6 weeks left in the season. All right, so that'll be, like I said, that'll be Rangers-Capitals is now a series. Panthers leading the Maple Leafs 4-2. If that holds, then it'll be Panthers-Lightning and Bruins-Leafs. And we already have Carolina and the Islanders in the East. So that's what it's looking like now. All right. Blue Jays up 5-3 in the eighth on the Yankees. 780-496-0063. So I was talking about this gentleman that won that big hockey card auction for all the sealed boxes from the 79-80 season. So it was estimated there could have been 25 to 30 Gretzky rookie cards in there that would have been in good shape, though these boxes may never be opened. So he gets it for $3.7 million, and now he's like, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have. It seems like other people, this would have meant more to other people. And he wants to sell it for what he paid for it. He has the money. Apparently he's got an inheritance, so he's wealthy. So good for him. But he's kind of like regretting it. So we asked what sports-related purchase that you regret. Somebody said a gym membership, which I didn't expect. That was pretty cool. So Elaine said she got a box from the Commonwealth Games that turned out to be a bunch of large and extra large jock straps. I feel it's very important to point out the size in all this. But she's good. We have some clarity from Elaine, some more details.
We do, yes.
This is amazing. Elaine should write a book about this box.
This is the follow-up right here, Reed, if you are ready. I have it. It is that the jock straps were brand new in packaging, so we speculated whether they were used or they were brand new. They are brand new. And apparently she used one as a prize at our staff bowling social. The winner of the Between the Legs high score won one.
Won a jock strap.
They won a jock strap.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Okay, so this takes... There's a whole life to these jock straps.
There is.
Yeah.
You could, and ideas for potential pool prizing at the end of the season. That stuff. I know some hockey pools are starting to wrap up or have wrapped up and whatever.
Yeah.
You can give somebody a jock strap.
I guess you could say we're really getting the nuts and bolts of this story.
Well, hey, it's always optimum protection over here with all the facts, right? So there we go.
Elaine, thank you. Could you give Elaine a T-shirt?
Yes.
If she wants one, we'll give her an Inside Sports Canned Ham T-shirt from Elite Promotional Marketing. Elaine, if you're still listening, Kellen's going to text you and you can work out the details of getting your shirt. You said there was another story or two that might be worth reading here.
Yeah, a couple of quick ones before we sign off for the evening, Reed. Farmer Ed texts in and says, "Hi, Reed. I am an all-time Oiler fan. My nephew is an Avalanche fan. 2 years ago, I purchased a Colorado hat just to bug him. After they won the cup, I sent him a picture of me using it as an oil rag. Last year I purchased a Vegas hat again to bug a friend. Had to send him a picture of it being used as another rag. I'm not buying any more hats this season." That's from Farmer Ed.
Sorry, did he buy those before or after those teams eliminated the Oilers?
He bought them before, it sounds like.
Yeah, don't buy them before. Yes. My goodness, that's why what happened. All right.
And Alex texts in and says he bought a Nail Yakupov picture from a charity auction in the past, and that turned out great. So,
The Yak merchandise. Well, He had one pretty good year, and then he wasn't as good. It's too bad. All right. Thank you for those on the CertainTeed hotline, 780-496-0063. It'll be, I guess, tickets. So Stauffer asked me on the Faceoff show yesterday, he goes, how much do you think tickets are going for on the resale market for the Coyotes game? I hadn't looked. He looks up this kind of stuff, and I was like, I don't know, $4? Well, it's the other end. They're going for like $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be a lot of Oilers fans there just because of the Oilers fans travel well. So I don't know. Will Oilers fans sell their tickets to make some money while they're down there? Or would you sooner go to the game? I did see that there was a Coyotes fan trying to do the whiteout and asking Oilers fans to wear their white Oilers stuff if they're going to the game. So anyway, it's just some things to keep in mind for tomorrow. It will be, I guess that's a little bit of juice around that game, that it is going to be the final one for the Arizona Coyotes in that very unique arena. We'll have it for you. Oilers now at 5, Faceoff show at 6:30, game at 8. I hope you dream of jock straps tonight, and I hope they're large, maybe even extra large.
And give you ample protection.
Thanks to Dave Campbell, the producer of Inside Sports. Kellen Kennedy is your studio producer. My name's Reed. Thanks for listening.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.